Well, it is time, everybody. Yes, sirree, Bob. We have the queen of road trips, Miss Brandi Gleason, joining us for a special road trip series as we trek all the way down to beautiful wine country in Texas. Did you know? Yes, there is wonderful wine country in Texas. That's why we are being joined by another special guest, Mackenzie Mellering. I hope I said that correctly. Welcome to the Launching Life's Journeys podcast special series, road trip series with Miss Brandi Gleason.
Good morning. Thank you.
So I give you the big introduction, but Brandi's going to kind of just give everyone a little bit of background about how you guys connected and why everybody who's going through the great state of Texas needs to book a spot at the Fredericksburg RV Park. So Brandi, how did you guys get to know each other, and why do we want to make sure that this podcast gets out to support Mackenzie and her team?
Okay, so that is such a great question. I actually accidentally found Fredericksburg, Texas on my way to Enchanted Rock Natural Area one day to do a hike. I was there in San Antonio, and I decided to go out for a hike. It took a drive with a rental car, and all of a sudden, I drove into the most amazing storybook road, and it was Fredericksburg, Texas. I actually put my hike off for about an hour and a half as I pulled my car into a parking spot to spend an hour just walking the streets and looking at all the amazing things. So it is for me, it was a hidden gem that I stumbled upon. And I get to work with Mackenzie on a piece that I'm writing for Heartland RVs for our Heartland Owners Club so that they know what to do when they get there for their RV rally this year.
That is so awesome. And the only thing I'm going to say is I was very fortunate to actually go to one of our Heartland RV owners rallies and stay in Fredericksburg, and I was blown away. So Mackenzie, you and your team have done a phenomenal job. Tell us a little bit about the park and everything that's beautiful and what there is to do around there.
Yeah, so Fredericksburg is conveniently located in the heart of the Texas Hill Country. We are about an hour away from San Antonio, an hour and a half from Austin, 4 hours from the DFW and Houston area. So a really great central location. We see a lot of RVers throughout the year. You know, right now we have a lot of winter Texans, so people who come from the northern states and come and spend some time and get away from the cold in the northern states and come enjoy the beautiful hill country. We currently have over 13 different RV parks, and one of those main parks being the RV park at Lady Bird Johnson Municipal Park. And that is a great location. As you mentioned, it is right next to our little municipal airport. And so you get to see a lot of cool airplanes take off and land. There's a dog park out there, so a great spot if you're traveling with your pet. And then if you're traveling with your family, there's baseball fields, softball fields. There's a little playground. During the summer, there's a swimming pool. So lots to do just, you know, in the park itself. And then, of course, lots to do in Fredericksburg that is family friendly.
Yeah. And one thing that I really want to comment on, too, and I kind of get more into the meat and potatoes because a lot of our audience, you know, they are RV owners that are traveling and they always want to kind of know, hey, you know, there's different clubs and memberships. And even on your website, mm-hmm. you guys have outlined that you did receive a Good Sam rating of a 9, 10, and 10, which I think really just lends to some of the features that are built in, you know, at the RV park. I recognize when I was there, you have many pull-through sites. You have, you know, nice gravel pads. It's very, very clean. There's patios, picnic tables. There's Wi-Fi available. You even have, and I just want to confirm, you do have a clubhouse, gym and fitness center, you know, free hot showers. So just, it's an amazing location that I thought initially like, oh, our kids going to like this. But then just going into your beautiful downtown, there is so much to do, right, Brandi? I mean,
oh my gosh, It was. So Fredericksburg has so much more than you imagine. Right. So we always get stuck on the wineries, but there's also the deep, rich history that they have there. There's museums. You think you're just out in the middle of this rural space because you kind of roll into it, but it is, you can't stay less than a week. And I do have to lean into the fact that, yeah, while we do have some great camping there, I also know that there are some amazing bed and breakfasts, hotels. So for those listeners who are, you know, joining in that aren't RVers, that there's plenty of space in Fredericksburg for that, which I'm sure, Mackenzie, you can tell us a little bit about some of those places.
Yeah,
absolutely. So like she said, you know, in addition to the RV parks, we have just over 1,500 short-term rentals, B&Bs, cabins, places like that. So if you are just looking for, you know, a small cabin in the middle of the country to stargaze away from it all, you know, we have something like that. Or if you are gathering with your family, you know, maybe it's for a special occasion or a holiday, there are homes that are bigger that can accommodate that. So you have your own space to cook meals, and you know, a lot of them have swimming pools in the summer. So again, that's a nice amenity to have. And then we do have about 23 different hotels. So if a hotel is more of your style, we have, you know, locally owned boutique hotels, and then we have the nationally recognized chains. So a little bit of everything. And then, you know, Brandy mentioned location. A lot of our B&Bs are, I would say, like over 700 of those are located in the city limits. So that's going to get you, you know, within probably a 10-minute drive at most of Main Street. So that's really awesome. You know, Main Street is sort of this central hub. 150 shops, a bunch of restaurants, and even some tasting rooms. So if you don't want to necessarily go out too far, you can still taste great Texas wine right along Main Street. So plenty to do, plenty of great places to stay. Our website, visit FredericksburgTX.com, lists all those places to stay. And so you can filter by price, location, you know, if it has a swimming pool or a fireplace or a hot tub, all of those kinds of things, so you can find the perfect home away from home.
Well, and the one thing that I probably appreciate the most that you guys have yet to even talk about is the food. I think that I gained 10 pounds over 4 days. The food that is available around the area is amazing, and the portions are wonderful. And people always want to get some great food. And I'm telling you, the food in Fredericksburg is incredible. I also remember too, Brandy, and maybe you went, because again, you are the queen of road trips. There seemed to be, you know, a lot of different clubs and groups, you know, when they book, they like to always travel together. And I seem to recall there was like a really, there was a museum or something that got a lot of people excited and their attention. What is that museum that's in Fredericksburg?
The National Museum of the Pacific War might be what you're asking.
Yeah,
about.
I think that was. So very cool. So, and that's been around for
Mackenzie,
a long time.
Let Mackenzie delve into that one, because I have not had a chance to go and see that. It is on my list of to-dos. Like I said, I only had 1 hour because I accidentally found myself there. So she can tell, I was just enthralled as she and I were talking, as she was talking about the museum. And not only that, it's just such a great nod to all the people who have served our country.
Absolutely.
And it's just an amazing place. So if you could tell us a little bit more about that, I think it would be great for our listeners.
Yeah. So like you mentioned, we are home to the National Museum of the Pacific War, and it is a Smithsonian affiliated museum. And so that's something really special. The content of the museum focuses on World War II and the Pacific Theater. So everything that kind of took place in that part of the world. And so it does a wonderful job. I mean, Brandy, if you had an hour, you're going to need a day to spend in that museum. You could spend 2 days if you wanted, just depending on, you know, what you're interested in, what you want to focus on. But it has a lot of great content from, you know, stuff that happened before the war, and then during the war, and then life after the war. So There's a lot of interactive exhibits now. They've done a really good job of elevating that experience. And then actually just within the last 6 months or so, they have opened a kids exhibit. So it's a great spot for families to go and learn, again, more of that hands-on learning opportunities. But yeah, so I guess kind of backtracking a little bit, the reason why Fredericksburg has this museum is because Fredericksburg is the home of Fleet Admiral Chester W. Nimitz. And Chester Nimitz was an integral leader during the war and was integral in ending the war in the Pacific Theater. So he was a great leader. He did a lot during that time, but his family had roots here. He was born actually in Fredericksburg, lived right on Main Street. His family operated a hotel, which is now part of the museum on Main Street, went to high school and graduated in Fredericksburg, and then went off to serve in the war. And so there is a gallery dedicated just to his life and kind of his role in everything. And so that's something that's pretty special and unique. In addition, like you mentioned, Brandy, there is a whole area dedicated to those who have served from Fredericksburg or family members that have served that, you know, now currently live in Fredericksburg. And, you know, on all the, you know, Veterans Day, Memorial Day, they do special programming to honor those who have served, you know, that are from here locally. So that's pretty awesome and pretty unique and special that we have something like that in Fredericksburg. And, you know, just between the three of us, you know, I went to Hawaii for my honeymoon, went to Pearl Harbor, which was, you know, really cool. Being on the memorial, you know, is unmatched. You can't describe that experience, but I will say the museum in Fredericksburg is so much more in depth, has so much more information, and just goes into the Pacific Theater so much more. So that is something we are really, really, really proud of.
Well, yeah. And I want to give you guys credit there at the Business Bureau and Convention Center, because, you know, the feedback that I heard, we have a lot of, you know, vets that are, you know, part of our owners club, and mm-hmm. all their feedback was, it was incredible. Very accurate, you know, gave credit. They felt, yeah, it was a pretty amazing experience to hear them provide the feedback that they did. The other thing too that, you know, I just, again, I want to kind of recap here is we're going to get everybody to contact you and get bookings by the thousands, because you need to go to Fredericksburg. You know, outside of great wine, outside of, you know, food, there's always live entertainment. It seemed like every night mm-hmm. when I was downtown, there's just an amazing vibe. I almost want to say like it's a small time version of a Nashville. I mean, you're going to some of these great shops. You've got, you know, quilt behind you. There's literally everything to do in terms of activities, you know, handmade goods. You guys have, you know, antiques, you know, downtown. It's just some very eclectic stores too, that again, I think when people are trying to map out, you know, their stops on their journey for the summer or for, you know, even spring breaks there. I was pleasantly surprised by how much there is to do in that region. And like mm-hmm. I said, you couple that with a great RV park for, you know, your rig and having everything that you want and need mm-hmm. at a nice park that's very, very clean, a beautiful country setting, you know, getting a chance to see some of those, you know, pre-early, you know, World War II aircraft, you know, flying. It's just, yeah, it was like a, you know, and I get jealous of Brandy all the time because everybody that follows Brandy is like, oh, every day there's some amazing place. And this was just another one. And, you know, I would feel fortunate that I got to go there because I, you know, growing up, I never knew about it. And it's a spot mm-hmm. that I think a lot of people would have an amazing experience with. So I do want to kind of wrap up here. If people, as you know, they like to travel in groups, so mm-hmm. you can help out if it's, you know, ancillary family that maybe don't have an RV, they can be at, you know, some of the many accommodations that you have. For large groups, how do you suggest they get in contact with you and your team?
Right. Yeah, so here at the Convention and Visitor Bureau, we have a great staff of people that can help you plan your visit. We obviously would like you to start by visiting our website, visit fredericksburgtx.com. And that is going to be your central hub for lodging, restaurants, shops, things to do, all of that. And so that's a great starting point. We also have a page that has some, you know, built out itineraries. So if you're like, man, I'm here for 5 days, like, you know, I need to figure out what's a priority. Where do I even start? Those are some great resources for you. And then as far as like RVs, we list all of the RVs, RV parks on our website. And we include all of their amenities, you know, and so if they have showers and water and internet, all that stuff, you can filter and find the best place for you and your group to stay. If you have a larger group of people, you know, maybe that's a big family reunion or, you know, in this case, an RV rally, I would recommend that they contact our servicing team, and you're going to want to talk to Kelly Criddle, and she is going to be able to help you get what you need. So if you need to make reservations at a restaurant, or you're looking for maps and brochures and things to do, she is the one that can help you and your group do that. So I can send you guys her information to include, but she would be a great resource and starting point for those larger groups that are coming to town.
Well, you need to really quit spoiling everybody, because you're making it so easy, even for somebody like me, who is always not organized and not good at planning. It seems like you guys take care of that too.
Yes. I mean, we try and brag that, you know, Texas hospitality is strong in Fredericksburg, and we really want to go out of our way to make sure that you enjoy your visit to town.
Well, and I do want to remind everybody that as we, you know, We're going to end this podcast. Remind everybody, for the hundreds of thousands, and yes, that's true, Mackenzie, hundreds of thousands of eyeballs that see all of Brandy's work because she writes 24/7. I'm sure you're going to see some content there. You just need to follow the Gleason Family Adventure. And as I said, you guys will understand why she is the queen of road trips. But mark this spot on your map. Make it a place to go. You will not be disappointed. Mackenzie Mullering, you and your team, you make it so easy. A guy named Willie could do it. That's me. And I just, like I said, I was blown away. The hospitality that I felt by the people there in Fredericksburg, what an amazing experience for me. I'm glad I got to be equal to Brandy once in my life and claim that I made it the same destination that she did. So really just appreciate you taking some time this morning to kind of let all of our listeners know. Because if they don't know, now they do know where to go, who to contact, and have a great experience capturing thousands of memories with their family. So, Mackenzie, we wish you a fantastic rest of the week, and, you know, no referrals needed, you know, we are going to get a lot of people to learn more about Fredericksburg, and if not me, it will be Brandy.
Thank you both.
But I want to thank you both so much for taking some time to share all things Fredericksburg, Texas, and Fredericksburg RV Park on the Launching Life's Journeys podcast.
Well, thank you guys for having me, and we hope to see you guys in Fredericksburg sometime soon.
Brandy will beat me.
I know. I tell you. So I was just at a rally, and not a rally. I was at a conference. I was speaking, and Irving, Texas was there. And I won a 2-night stay at Irving, Texas during the eclipse with, her name's Lori. She runs the CVB there. And I am super excited to make it to Texas, because it sounds like it's not too far from you.
Yeah. Yeah. Just, you know, maybe about 4-ish hours away. So, you know, just come on, you know, you like road trips, I hear. So come on and road trip down to Fredericksburg, and we'll help you out and show you how awesome our little community is.
Awesome, yeah. Guys. Thank you so much.
Hey, thanks, Will. Thanks so much.
Bye-bye. I'm Will Miller, and I want to thank you for tuning in to the Launching Life's Journeys podcast, brought to you by Heartland RVs. Stay tuned for our next destination.